Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. Vermont lawmakers are spending this week at home for town meeting. The break marks the halfway point of the legislative session. VPR's Bob Kinzel joins me now to look at where key pieces of legislation are in the lawmaking process. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Nina.
So people at the State House refer to this time of the session as crossover. What does that term mean? Where does it come from?
Well, it really creates a deadline at the State House. It tells members of the House and Senate that if they want a bill to have a chance of being considered in both chambers this year, then that bill has to be voted out of its primary committee by a week from tomorrow. Otherwise, the sponsor of the bill would have to get an exemption. That's not an easy thing to do. So next week, most legislative committees will be spending a lot of time in committee cranking out the bills that they want to see passed this year.
All right. Well, there are three budget bills that lawmakers need to pass each year. Remind us of what those must-pass bills are.
Sure. Number one is the state budget for next year. Sometimes this can be a very controversial bill, but I've heard very few complaints about the budget this year. There'll always be some amendments on the floor to make some changes, but no big changes will be made. Number two is the transportation bill. This includes extra money for paving and road construction projects. And number three is the so-called capital bill. These are appropriations for state buildings and other state projects. But I don't expect a lot of fireworks over this legislation either.
Bills that we've been hearing a lot about lately include a ban on drivers using handheld cell phones and other devices. Where is that?
Well, this bill passed the House by a huge margin last month, like a 10-to-1 margin. Now it's being reviewed by the Senate Transportation Committee, and the chairman of that committee, Grand Isle Senator Dick Mazza, used to be an opponent of this bill. Now he supports it, and that's very, very important. And he supports it because the law enforcement community says it's needed to help enforce the law that bans texting while driving. So I think the bill's chances are very good. The governor doesn't like it, but I'd be surprised if he vetoed it. It could become law without his signature.
What's going on with the paid sick days bill?
Nina, this is going to be one of the most interesting bills to watch in the next 2 months. Right now it's in the House, and here's the question. Are there enough votes on the House floor to pass this bill? I'm not sure that anybody right now knows the answer to this question, and House leaders will be very reluctant to bring it to the floor for a vote unless they know it's going to pass. And the debate over this bill has been very emotional. Backers of the legislation feel very strongly that all workers are entitled to some sick time. It's a family issue. But there are members of the business community who say the issue is very complicated and that it needs more study. Right now, I don't know what's going to happen to this bill.
Huh. Well, another bill that's been percolating is the GMO labeling one. Where does that stand?
Well, this bill passed the House last year and recently passed the Senate Agriculture Committee. I think a bill is going to pass. The question is, will it become active when a number of other states have passed similar laws? That's the approach that was taken by the House last year. Or will Vermont go it alone? That's the approach taken by the Senate Agriculture Committee. And there are concerns that Vermont will face litigation if it goes it alone. So I wouldn't be all that surprised to see the Senate bill reflect the concerns raised in the House. And there's no doubt that the governor supports the bill and would sign that legislation.
Well, what are a few other examples of bills that you've been watching?
Well, will lawmakers consider any major changes to the way that Vermont finances education after 35 school budgets were defeated on town meeting day? I kind of doubt it. There just isn't enough time to do this. But they might consider a bill that calls for consolidation of school districts. The House Education Committee is looking at this bill. The legislation encourages towns to do this voluntarily in the next few years. And if they haven't done it by 2019, then a special panel will step in and help them do it. Another bill I'm watching is a bill that would raise the age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Backers say the vast majority of adult smokers started smoking when they were teenagers. So for them, it's a huge health issue. But there could be some pushback from folks who say, hey, you know, you can go into the Army at 18. You should be able to smoke at that age. And then, Nina, there's legislation that deals with medical marijuana. Under our current law, there are 4 dispensaries and a cap of 1,000 people who can use medical marijuana. This bill creates two more dispensaries, eliminates the cap completely, and allows for the delivery of marijuana to people who are too infirm to drive to the dispensary. Last Friday, the Senate gave its preliminary approval to this bill. It'll be up for final approval on Tuesday, and then it'll go over to the House.
Wow, lots of things to keep your eye on. Vermont's legislative sessions are 2 years, and we're in the second year of the biennium. What pressure does that put on backers of some of these bills?
Oh, Nina, I think the pressure is huge, because if a bill doesn't pass this year, then you have to wait until next year, and you got to start the process all over again. So this is really crunch time.
And Bob, your guest tomorrow on Vermont Edition is Governor Peter Shumlin, and I imagine a lot of these issues we're going to be on the table for that. What else will you be talking about with the governor?
Certainly talk about ways to control property tax increases in the future. If the governor thinks there's anything that lawmakers can do this year to deal with this issue, we're also going to discuss a plan to increase the state minimum wage to $10 an hour over a 3-year period. And I'm sure we'll talk about the governor's plan to pay for a single-payer health care system. The administration says it will offer a menu of options next month that will raise roughly $2 billion. It won't be the administration's final plan, but it will let Vermonters know what some of the possibilities are.
All right. VPR's Bob Kinzel. Hey, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Nina.